Kelly texted me earlier. She's like, yeah, the internet's not working. I'm like, no, no.
You can't.
No.
You can't do that.
Nope. And then she got home and it was working, but then it, all of a sudden it stopped working again. I'm like, no, God. And I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, worst case, we can try to record tomorrow. But Kelly's been sick all week with, like, I don't know what she, like a sinus infection or something.
Herpes.
And I'm starting to feel the tickle pretty aggressively in the back of my throat, like, especially every time I, like, swallow.
Yeah, it is.
It's like that.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of, that, like, just, like, you know, that sharp pain, that shooting pain in the throat. And I'm just like, God, I don't know what I'm going to feel like tomorrow. And I missed last week because I worked last Friday because I was sick. I'm like, they're just going to think I don't want to work Fridays anymore if I end up sick.
Well, who does?
So and I don't go to work again. So I'm like, you know what? No. We got to do this tonight, because if we don't do it tonight,
it'll be 5 weeks again.
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, we got to make this work. But we did. We're here. Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. You're listening to episode 94 for Monday, March 11th, 2019.
This week on the Two Bobs,
we did it again.
We have a memorable episode for you. We're going to talk about, we're going to two again. Weeks in a row. Yeah, I can't believe it.
We figured out how to do that.
Yeah, 2 weeks. We're really in the swing of things now. Really in the thick of it.
Yeah.
Let's see. We're gonna talk about beer.
Oh.
We're gonna talk about an extra ingredient your beer that you drink might have that you're not expecting.
And this week's crazy news, we'll talk about crabs.
Oh.
Fish, salsa, coins, box of wine. And our good old friend Barry Dawson.
Oh, good old Barry Dawson.
Yeah, Barry Dawson. We're all Barry Dawson.
Fucking Dawson. Yeah, he's my hero.
Even our wives are Barry Dawson. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
They're not bad. Two episodes
back to back. We did it.
Yeah, look at that, man. We're in a real volley now at this point. I mean,
you tried though.
I did try. As Kelly's texting me earlier, like, the internet's not working again. I'm just like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. And then I'm starting to, she's been sick and I think I'm getting whatever she was, like a sinus infection or something.
Yeah.
So like, I'm already starting, my throat's starting to get scratchy and I'm just thinking, like, if we gotta delay this recording a day, it may just not fucking happen this week.
Well, so we'll see, like, you in 5 weeks.
I restarted all the things and it seems to be working like a charm now. So let's hurry up and get this done before my internet breaks again.
Well, I was laughing because earlier you said, oh shit, we're recording tonight. And I went, yeah, that's, you know, and then you text me, so we're recording. I was like, well, we are. So then you said your internet was down. I was a little suspicious, like,
No, what's funny is my internet hadn't gone down yet when I texted that to you though. So like, no, because you were talking about like with stuff you got going on and stuff. So maybe, you know, we might have to switch up the recording days for a while. Yep. And so that was literally just me like, all right, cool. You're home. You can record. That was just me kind of checking in. I wasn't
sure.
Wasn't being sly.
I would have told you. But
I figured.
I feel a lot better this week. I don't know if you, when you went back and listened to it, all the times I was coughing, and I was going to take it out, and some of it I actually did mute, so it's a fair amount of the coughs left in there, but I have been pretty much cough-free all week, so I'm actually excited about drinking my beer today. Last week, I was excited, but not that much, because I didn't think I was really going to enjoy it, but this week, I know I will.
Well, now it's my turn.
Are you gonna enjoy yours this time, too?
To drive you insane with the coughing. No, well, I'm going to kind of enjoy mine.
All right.
Best I can. We know how this works. Yeah. You know, Fat Rob's on a diet, so Skinny Rob will be able to drink more beer. You know, but for the time being, I'm going to responsibly enjoy my beer.
All right. Well, let's do it.
Hey, bartender, another beer!
I mean, it doesn't mean I'm not going to be a bum idiot. I don't need alcohol to do that to me.
What do you got?
All right. So I'm going to read from the bottle this week because the website just goes on and on and on and on. And I'm just like, we ain't got time for that. So this week, I have a it's a, first off, it's a sweet bottle.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's got like a matte finish to it. It had like a, you know, one of those the foil things on the top that you had to remove, like a bottle of fine wine.
A waddle of wine.
But you gotta make fun every time I fucking slip up. You edit your shit out, but then you make fun of mine. All right, let's see here. So what I have, truthfully, I make
and fun. I like the font. It looks like a Game of Thrones kind of bottle.
It is.
Not that I've ever
it
watched
is a Game
it,
of but. Thrones. So this is the this is from
stupid.
Omegang.
Oh yeah,
Omegang. Omegang.
Yeah,
Omegang.
I think we've had from them before.
Egang.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, look that up. Brewery in Cooperstown, New York. This is the King in the North Barrel Aged Imperial Stout. So it's part of their Game of Thrones Royal Reserve collection. Right.
I said it looked like it, and I didn't even know. I've already printed my sheet out.
Well, you can't say it. I have to say.
Oh, okay. Otherwise, it doesn't count.
I say the beers.
Oh, okay. What is it?
And then you have your turn then, where you can say all the times we've had it before.
Well, we haven't had either one of these beers. I've had that brewery before.
Oh, you've had them.
I've had the
not
brewery.
On the show though.
Right.
Oh, so this is the new.
Two Bob's
original brewery here. Oh, this is great. So what this is the it's a beer for Jon Snow, a rich, bold imperial stout aged in bourbon. No, he's not. There's barrels. No. Dark, aromatic, and full-bodied. It's a fitting companion for a long, dark night. It's 11% alcohol by volume, fitting for an imperial stout. And it says, as the war for the Seven Kingdoms rages to a climax. I'm a gang. Presents. I don't know. It's going to drive me nuts. I don't know how to say it. I'm a gang.
Alexa, how do you say I'm a gang?
I don't know that one.
Neither does Rob. No. All right, let's go.
Presents the Royal Reserve Collection. This collection of four exclusive and extremely limited release ales available in 2018 is brewed as a homage to the four epic figures still standing against the annihilation of mankind. King in the North, a beer for John, is an imperial stout aged for over 6 months in bourbon barrels. The beer is black as pitch, with rich aromas of roast, bourbon, and chocolate, a fitting companion to a long, dark night. King in the North is the final release in our Royale Reserve series. These beers represent what a court brewer would offer a noble lord or lady. Perfect balance and pure drinking pleasure. HBO, official HBO licensed product. All rights reserved. HBO and related trademark are the property of Home Box Office Inc. Licensed Brewery Omegang. Okay. So.
Well, I'm glad you didn't read the website, because it seemed like it went on forever. The bottle didn't at all.
What was that beeping noise?
I was looking up on Google how to pronounce Omegang, but it had like a little clicker at the beginning to count down before it actually did it, which is stupid.
Oh, so anyways,
turned it off.
Just like it says, this thing is like it is
black.
Zero. It's a black hole of a beer. I mean, no light is getting through this. And let me taste it.
Really could use some windy cocaine about now.
Seriously, it's good. It's sweeter than I had expected.
Yeah.
You can taste the notes of chocolate pretty well. Nice medium body, nice boozy aftertaste, as you would expect from an imperial stout. It's really good. I really I think, again, for 11%, it has a it pours very smoothly, and it goes down my my throat, which is about to just take a shit. Very smoothly. So, yeah, good beer. I rated a 4 on Untappd.
Well,
and if you like, even whether you like Game of Thrones or not, if you don't, you're stupid. But if you do,
hey.
Fantastic. But whether you like it or not, this is actually a really good beer. And 4% is right along the line. It's actually on Untappd rated about an average of about 3.96%. So it's well received, and it's good beer from Omegang.
Yeah.
Omegang from Cooperstown, New York.
Nice.
Yeah, very exciting.
That sounds good.
What do you got?
I've got a Wicked Weed Brewing.
We might have to actually watch Game of Thrones.
Which is...
drink this beer.
Which is new to me and new to the show.
Final season is starting next month.
Yeah, 8 episodes or something like that.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah. They're going to be supersized episodes, though?
Yeah, they're supposed to be...
supposed to be a little longer.
Yeah, they're supposed to be an hour and a half. Yeah. I think the last episode's closer to the two-hour mark, so they're... Man. Lengthy episodes.
We'll see. Well, I've got, like, yep. I said, the Wicked Weed Brewing Lieutenant Dank IPA, and it's 6.5% alcohol by volume, 60 IBUs, and it came in this pretty cool little can. It's kind of a play on words, Lieutenant Dan, Lieutenant Dank. So, big Forrest Gump, I guess. But
are you a big Forrest Gump fan?
I have not seen it in a long time. I do like the movie, and I probably should watch it again. It's a classic.
It is good.
I do like the Tom Hanks. But the website was
the Tom
really
Hanks.
Really had nothing about
have you
it.
Ever seen Castaway?
Yeah, Wilson.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the, yeah. That's right.
I like Wilson. Anytime. Good. Well,
it was sad when he fell into the water, though.
Poor Wilson. This
Wilson.
Well, I'm going to tell you about Lieutenant Dank, and then we'll get back to the Hanks. This gold-colored IPA presents a pungent, piney, and earthy aroma. Its mild body and mouthfeel create an enjoyable hop experience with subtle notes of passion fruit and licorice. We're crazy about our hops here at Wicked Weed. We use them in all sorts of ways. There's hop kebabs, hop creole, hop gumbo, pan fried, deep fried, stir fried. So I guess they're really going to the good old Forrest Gump well there. There's pineapple hops, lemon hops, coconut hops, pepper hops, hop soup, hop stew, hop salad, hop and potatoes, hop burger, hop sandwich. That's about it. So I'm going to give it a shot and let you know what I think. It smells good.
I mean, really, I really hope you like it.
Well, I sipped it and I did like it.
Oh, good. That's what she said.
It's good. It's pungent, piney, and earthy aroma. It just smells like a good, strong IPA, and I drink it, and it's IPA. If you drink an IPA, you get that flavor. There's not really anything. I don't taste any of the licorice and passion fruit. It says subtle notes of it. And I don't really get really that much sweetness in there. So I guess that would be subtle, but I couldn't pick it out if I had to. It's just, again, the flavor is just IPA, nothing that really jumps out. But I like it a lot. I rated it a 4, and it's good to be drinking something nice again.
Very good.
Yeah. I don't know where it comes from. I don't know where this place is. Asheville, North Carolina.
Didn't you just have this brewery?
I had it.
No?
I had it in the list like a week or so ago. I think last week when I wasn't feeling good. And since I had already had previously, was not new to me, but was new to the show, I switched it over to the Honor Brewing Company. So you probably did see Wicked Weed in the notes at some point. But I pulled a fast one and took it out. So, yeah, it's good stuff.
Well, you said it was earthy.
Yeah, last week's was very earthy and piney. It had kind of that, it had a bit of a plant-based flavor to it. This one does not. There's nothing that really jumps out that you taste something in there. But as far as IPAs go, it's right up there.
Now, do you think they use weed killer in that beer?
I would hope not. I don't know. And you never know quite what you're going to be drinking. And I saw this article here that you shared, and I don't know. I'm not sure exactly what I feel about it. I've had a couple of these beers in the past. I'm not quite sure whether the amount that's in there or what the amount that has been found in there is enough to do any harm. I think any amount probably is, but it's not going to stop me.
No. So, I mean, this is from Bro Bible, and they're talking about your favorite beer might contain weed killer. But,
not weed killer.
Weed I'm sorry, killer. I'm starting to get nasally.
Although it will kill your ween. Guarantee
weed. Weed. It hurts to say these. Wait, contain your favorite weed killer.
Oh, okay.
But how worried should be? You know, I feel like at this point, though, we've ingested over the course of our lives so many pesticides, weed killers,
Fecal matter.
Freaking GMOs. I mean, this, you know, so many things. Plastic, carcinogens, yeah, just, you know, into our daily diets. Yeah. That, what's a little bit, like, what, seriously, at this point, what harm could a little bit of weed killer do at this point?
Yeah. You know?
But I think we owe it to our fans here, our listeners,
yeah,
to at least tell them which beers, and there's a couple wines too that do, yeah, contain this, oh, this here weed killer.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't, they spray it right directly into the, right into the weed killer,
right into the barrel
bottle. No, it's
it's got to be on the really, hops or something. I mean, maybe it doesn't.
It,
like,
no, it contains traces of glyphosate.
Oh,
glyphosate.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is the active ingredient in Roundup. So that's, yeah, what they're saying, that people, like, the beer and the winemakers aren't like spritzing the beer with it or anything like, yeah, that. But it does contain some of the same chemical. And but wines, in case you are into wines,
yeah,
you know, Sutterholm, Merlot, Behringer, Estates Moscato, Barefoot Cabernet, Sauvignon.
Ooh,
and
you can get actually, that at 7-Eleven, I think, the Barefoot.
I think that you can get it at 7-Eleven. Incari Estates, Malbec, and Frey Organic Wine, Natural Wine Blend, contains, you know, but, I mean, Sutterholm contains quite a bit more than the Frey place, because Sutterholm's 51.4 parts per million.
No, billion, Rob. The bees hurt,
billion,
too, probably.
Billion. Compared to only 4.8 with the other place. But
yeah,
beers.
Yeah.
Beers, there's some definite ones that I recognize in here.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to say this first one, but in which Tsingtao is probably good because it has the highest out of all of them.
The Tsingtao.
Tsingtao.
Yeah.
Coors Light, Miller Light, Budweiser,
Corona Extra,
Heineken, Guinness, yeah, Stella Artois.
Yeah. Ace, yeah, Perry Hard Cider, Sierra Nevada Pale Ale, which is a big staple of mine. That's actually the first one that actually got me into the IPAs as well, was the Sierra Nevada. Yeah, New Belgium.
That's a good amount of weed killer.
Yeah. New Belgium Fat Tire, Sam Adams, New England IPA, Stella Artois Cidre. I guess it's a variation. Samuel Smith's Organic Lager and Peak Beer Organic IPA, which had 0 parts per billion. So according to the article, shout out to them. So, oh well. And
it's literally the only one.
Yeah.
The only beer to not have any weed killer in it.
Yeah.
Look at that. Wow.
Yeah. An adult would have to drink more than 140 glasses of wine a day containing the highest level measured just to reach the level that California's environmental health hazard says has identified as no significant risk level. So there's so little in there, but nice, they're still telling you that even just to reach the level of no significant risk, you'd have to drink more than 140 glasses a day. I don't know how that works, though. It's too much math.
Challenge
for me.
Accepted.
Too much.
That is a lot of math.
Too much math, but well.
Boy. But
like you said, what are you gonna do? There's enough weird shit in there. But
it's the least of my. I feel like maybe the weed killer would just kill some of the other stuff that I've ingested. You know,
probably. Well, you know, they tell you, that's why I said fecal matter earlier. And I saw there's a Taco Bell near the office that just installed these, but they have those big panels where you don't even have to talk to people. You just go in, you tap the giant, 6-foot iPad to order your food. And they always say that people leave the bathroom, don't wash their hands, and then they come and touch that and order their food. And then Taco Bell or McDonald's, I guess, all of that stuff you eat with your hands. So you're ordering this stuff, and then you go and eat. And
I don't think our Taco Bells have that, but the McDonald's have the things when you walk in, the big screens now.
Yeah, the Taco Bell by the office has it. Yeah. I was just there this week.
You take the number and you go to your table.
Well, Taco Bell, they call your name.
Shit right out to you. Oh, that's stupid.
Yeah, they call your name.
I don't want to get off my fat ass at this point. Yeah. But anyway.
What they don't call your name for.
You know what, though? Well, before we move on, did you hear about the guy who barricaded himself in his SUV and survived for 5 days by eating hot sauce packets from Taco Bell?
No.
It's a thing. I saw it on Alexa, my Echo Show, I think yesterday morning, and I heard it on the radio this morning. They were actually talking about it.
Huh.
That's a real thing. This guy actually, him and his dog, survived for 5 days. Now, it can be argued, that the actually eating the snow that was they were you know it was barricaded yeah. in you know with this car
the water
that actually is probably what saved him more not than eating hot sauce because I mean 5 days you're probably not going to die with no food but
well when was the last time you went to Taco Bell I know it's the new and improved Rob where you're staying away from that stuff but how long has it been
I mean a couple weeks okay. probably. I've only been new and improved for like a week and a half, so yeah. let's be honest.
Okay, I didn't know if you like weaned yourself off or ate a bunch just so you'd be ready to actually go cold turkey on it.
That's exactly what I did.
Well, the packets seem smaller. They, you know, usually there seems like there's a little bit in there, and these just felt like there wasn't as much sauce in there. I don't know if it's true.
Give you like 40 of them, though.
No, I go inside and I take how many I want. I just take three. Well, that's a lie. I take usually two per item, and I don't put it on the nachos. So if I get the tacos, I get two packs. I get the fire. I don't get the Diablo because I'm afraid of it.
Afraid of it. Anything. Well, so call me lazy, but we're drive-through people. And so we go through the drive-through, and they, you know, the person on the microphone always at, you know, like, excuse me, sir. Would you like any sauce with that?
Of I'm
like,
course. Yeah,
can I get a couple?
That's why I eat this shit.
Can I get a couple hot sauces for my taco and my chalupa?
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, no problem. Please pull forward to the second window. Notice Taco Bell's, they never use the first window.
No.
Ever. No. That first window was there. They built it and they stacked boxes in front of it and they never use the first window. But anyway.
They're not busy enough.
Pull up to the second. But they literally, they like, and they always forget then.
Yeah.
I get up there and they always forget. And I'm like, sir, can I get my hot sauce? Like, oh yeah, sorry. And literally I just get this gigantic pot, 30 hot sauces. I don't know what they think.
It's the Halloween candy thing.
What they think is in the bag. Yeah. They loaded the bag. They know there's a taco and a chalupa in there.
There's two items.
15 packets of hot sauce per item is what they're expecting in their mind that I'm supposed to be eating. I feel like if they just exercise a little bit of self-control around how they're handing out hot sauce, they could probably lower the menu item prices just a little bit.
Well, for a while they were doing at the ones near me, they were doing where you had to request the fire. So they gave you the mild, they gave you the whatever the hot one is, and then they had fire and Diablo. But for whatever reason, the fire ones were always like behind the counter. You'd have to ask for those separately, and I don't know why. It was a weird period of time where
they're like a safe.
Yeah, there's like extra ingredients or something. But oh well.
Excuse me, sir. Can I get the fire sauce? Yeah. Hold on 1 second. Hey Joe. Joe's the manager. Hey Joe, we got a guy needs some fire sauce. Oh yeah, sure. The beep beep boop beep beep boop boop boop. Okay, sir. Why are they being so protective of the fire sauce? You got to sign them out.
No, it's like when you go to buy a cold.
We're
going to
need you to sign a waiver here, saying that you've taken two fire sauces.
Yeah. They got
to
check your ID when you're buying Advil cold and sinus where you can't.
It has pseudoephedrine in it.
Yep. You're going to make meth out of the fire sauce.
People are actually making meth out of the fire sauce, not the hot or the Diablo. Specifically, the fire sauce has been used to manufacture methamphetamine.
Yeah.
So we need a copy of your ID.
Well, it's probably got weed killer in it. They're being careful.
Probably. Yeah. Man.
You ready for crazy news?
We're just dragging through this episode, so might as well switch over to crazy news.
All right.
I feel a little bit better this week. Last week, I got to tell you.
Yeah.
I mean, I listened to the episode, listened back, and I'm like, okay, it was a good episode. You could tell we were just fucking exhausted. Exhausted.
We were trying.
And rusty and sick.
Not feeling well.
We were going to do that. We were going to do that episode regardless.
Yeah, and, it didn't really matter.
Powered through that one.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. That's good. It's making me hungry. So I hope, hopefully you've got a nice big old thing of boiled turkey upstairs you can eat when we're done.
I had shrimp.
What?
For dinner tonight.
Okay, I'm glad you didn't say shrimp parm.
Why is that? They're coming up?
You don't watch the Goldbergs? Never mind. Let's do crazy news. It's a great show, but you...
No, I'm just kidding. I have no problem with juice.
It's...
If I would never be able to watch television if I was if I had an issue with Jews. Let's be honest.
That's to say, they're all Jewish, but
they run the entertainment industry.
Yeah, it's our childhood, I guess, and I say our, which is Melissa and I. It's a little bit. It's not really old for you as far as the things, the references that they are, but you definitely have to kind of be that between 40 and 50, I think, to really get all of it. But it's still a good show. I like it.
Well, you know, maybe one of these days I'll watch it. Right after you watch Game of Thrones.
That's too far. I'm too far behind. And every season I'm farther behind than I was the previous season when I told you I was too far. Yeah,
but you just got to just take a little bit of time to do it. I mean, it's all on demand. I mean, you can't, you know. Anyway, where's the first story?
Now, is there a website that tells me what time, you know, little time stamps in there where I can find all the nudity and I'll just go to that?
I mean, pretty much just start playing it.
It's all of it from what I
understand. You don't have to wait all that long.
Oh, man, too funny. All right, well, the first one seems like we've already been in crazy news just talking about random shit this week. But the first one takes us to Alabama. And was before all the tornadoes. But the two arrested in a brawl over crab legs at an Alabama buffet. Customers at an Alabama buffet were boiling mad when waiting in line for crab legs and took to using tongs as weapons during a brawl at the eatery. Remember last week we had the bingo brawl. This week it's the crab legs. Customers at the Meteor Buffet in Huntsville had been waiting in line for 10 to 20 minutes for crab legs.
Oh, boy, that's a long time.
I just go get the meatloaf instead. The eager diners were waiting for the next tray to come out when they rushed to serve themselves. I can imagine a big old bum rush. They had to trample. They've been waiting there for crab legs for a good 10, 20 minutes. When they finally came out, it's very heated, especially if someone is taking more than their fair share.
True story.
Yeah, said Huntsville Police Officer Gerald Johnson, who was...
I've gotten crabs in half that time.
Yeah, well... Usually about 20, 30 seconds takes the eating at the restaurant when the melee broke out.
Oh.
Is that like a scrum?
It's kind of like a scrum, only it involves tongs.
Instead of bingo chips. Some diners began using tongs as swords.
Oh, swords,
huh? Yep, and shattering plates.
Don't say that W on there.
Yeah, well, there's a W in sword.
Yeah, you should say it.
And shattering plates. I can imagine they probably just... slapped it down on the side of the counter to create a big old shard.
Jabbed each other's eyes out. Yeah, that's good.
Customers John Chapman and Chiquita Jenkins were arrested. Jenkins was at the $10.58 per plate buffet with her kids. There's a woman who's beating a man, said Johnson. People are moving around. Plates are shattering everywhere. Chapman suffered a cut to his head and Jenkins was not harmed. Chapman is facing disorderly conduct and Jenkins is charged with third degree assault.
Man, so, you can't take more than your fair share of crabs after waiting 10 to 20 minutes for them.
Well, and you can't wait 10 to 20 minutes for crabs. And if you're there cooking, you got to cook that stuff faster.
I mean, I like that with pizza. Yeah.
Yeah,
you make me wait 20 minutes and then take more than your fair share. I'll cut you.
Yeah. Well, it probably took forever just for the water to boil. It doesn't take that long to cook crabs.
No.
Somebody got behind. And something like that, you know people are going to be stacking it up.
Unless it's a buffet and it's fucking frozen. They're waiting for it to thaw. Well,
that's probably true.
Let's be honest, right?
Chick-fil-A would do it right if they sold crab legs. They're doing fish sandwiches now for Lent.
Oh, wow.
The good old Chick-fil-A. Not that I really care. The only thing I give up for Lent is giving up shit.
Catholic?
No. Where's our next story?
All right. So this is, let's see here. Where the fuck does this take us? Vancouver.
Yeah. Canadian.
From Vancouver. So it's somewhere over the country, North America, in flight. So
you might like this one.
Where a man delays a flight for 5 hours because he was pissed that they were out of fish meals. Everyone gets a little irrational when there's a lack of food. We all respect that and understand that. Mm-hmm. But when you consider that some guy lived for 5 days on nothing but Taco Bell hot sauce packets.
There you go. Told you.
There's no excuse for acting like this man did, according to a report from CTV.
Oh, Canadian television, I bet.
Canadian fake news media.
Yeah.
A passenger on a flight from Vancouver managed to get a flight delayed for 5 hours because he was denied the fish meal he wanted. In most cases, someone preventing you from eating airplane fish is doing you a favor. Seriously. So we're not sure what the big deal was. The crew members, who were taking orders in business class before takeoff, explained to the man that there were no fish meals left. He...
oh, cocky nuts.
He claimed that he couldn't... Oh, George. That he couldn't eat meat or wheat.
Oh, no.
When he was told that there was no way around it, he simply flipped a shit. He was very belligerent. This is Thrillist, by the way. This isn't like Washington time. He was very belligerent, very rude to the flight attendant. The flight attendant was very polite. She offered him several choices, a witness told CTV fake news media. Most shocking of all is that the man didn't even seem intoxicated. He was very calm, a passenger said, and was like, if I don't get fish, there will be a problem.
Oh, no.
He was cordial and professional. Yeah. Sir, if I don't get any fish, there's really going to be a problem here. One way or another, I will get my fish. One way or another, I will get my fish. Either you serve it to me or I will serve it to myself.
Whoa.
I'm not sure how that would work out. This went on for so long that the plane just went back to the gate and the man was finally kicked off the flight. The pilot came on the radio and said, due to this delay of having to come
free
back
fish
to the
sandwiches
gate, the co-pilot had tapped out on our hours and we need to get you new pilots to get you to Toronto.
That's bullshit.
The flight was already an hour behind its scheduled takeoff at 2 p.m and the incident in the internet is referring to as hashtag fishgate pushed it even further behind, so they had to get a whole new crew. Again though, who wants to eat airplane fish?
I mean, it's all fried. It's pre-cooked. Listen, it's like going to McDonald's.
Unless it's one of those little, like, I don't know. Like, I just, unless it's one of those, like, you know, little salty snacks in a bag on an airplane. Although I had a pretty good lunch on my way back from Dallas, but.
I could use a fish sandwich from McDonald's. I might do that tomorrow. A little half slice of cheese on there.
Well, and it's during Lent, so they have the double fish fillets right now. You get a full slice with that shit, bro.
a stacker. Now, the one by me, there's a Burger King nearby, too, and they've got that big BK fish, which is like it's like a megalodon on there on two pieces of bread.
There you go. Eat it for me.
Extra tartar.
Oh, boy. This is a story that my beautiful wife shared with us.
She did. And this one's making the rounds. It's pretty good. This one will take us to Tennessee, of all places. And it comes from our friends at Fox News Company. The Tennessee man is accused of dipping his testicles into a customer's salsa. Hopefully it was mild because that shit probably burns. But a Tennessee man is accused of dipping something other than chips.
I liked it.
Into a customer salsa. Howard Webb, 31, was a driver for Dinner Delivered, a food delivery service, on January 12th when he allegedly put his testicles in an order of salsa that a customer had ordered from a Mexican restaurant. Webb, in the video published by the news station, is seen seemingly putting his testicles in a cup of salsa. Someone else in the vehicle, identified as the driver, is heard giggling and saying, "This is what you get when you give an 89-cent tip for an almost 30-minute drive. Oh, it feels so good. All my testicles," Webb replies.
Oh, no.
Dinner Delivered addressed the video on Facebook, writing that the driver Webb was with was a rogue independent contractor. The unidentified food delivery driver engaged in criminal behavior that has resulted in indecent acts performed to customers' orders, as well as unverified claims of inserting poisonous substances into customers' drinks.
Oh.
A roundup. delivery service that reported the driver to law enforcement authorities. According to WBIR, Webb was arrested on Friday and charged with adulteration of food, liquids, or pharmaceuticals. It's pretty gross.
Yeah, I'm watching the video of him dipping his testicles into the...
Well, that's the other thing that you have to wonder is how stupid when people are doing something dumb. Everybody's looking, and I know we've talked about it in the past, but everybody's looking to get their little 15 minutes of fame out there and turn into a Kardashian. So they record everything, and that's usually their downfall, is that there's video evidence of people doing this stuff.
That's the thing. People are so fucking stupid that they don't even think twice to post this shit on social network. On social media, as if nobody's going to see it, nobody's going to share it.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Now, do you ever order from any places like that? The DoorDash or what are the other places? Yeah.
Grubhub, Uber Eats, DoorDash.
Yeah. We can use DoorDash a decent amount. There's places around here. When you get a Red Robin, which is nearby, they do a DoorDash too. So we'll order from them every now and then. And I always wonder about that. Like,
Clucks and fries.
How does the fries are good? And I'm not going to tell you, but I get the garlic ones.
Yeah, those with the really Parmesan.
Good. Yeah, that's really good. Yeah, I mean, those are shitty. I would never order those because they taste like crap.
No, yeah, they're terrible.
I would never recommend them to anybody either.
Yeah, but we did use it until
you couldn't
go wreck everything, get fat, and
another order of boiled ground turkey, please, and some asparagus steamed.
I don't boil. I mean, I steam my asparagus, but I did.
That's the way.
But I don't boil my turkey. By the way,
you put it in a big old cauldron. It looked like.
Yeah, but it wasn't boiling. I was like frying it up. Asshole. All right, what do we got here?
Yeah, you tell me the next one.
This takes us to a radio station, 106.9 More FM, where in geographically Florida. Oh, yeah, we should know. I should have figured.
This is a Florida story.
Yeah. Where a man steals $33,000 in rare coins and cashes them in for face value at a Coinstar machine. Oh, fuck. How dumb do you have to be? And this is actually the article. It's not even me talking. How dumb do you have to be to steal a fucking rare coin collection? And they say something like, hey, look at this quarter from 1843. Just 50 more of these and I can buy myself some Miller High Life. There's a 40-year-old guy named Miel Lee from Riviera Beach, Florida. And back in December, he broke into his boss's. God, I can't talk. I'm going to just try this whole part again. There's a 40-year-old guy named Shane Neely from Riviera Beach, Florida. Back in December, he broke into his boss's office and stole the guy's rare coin collection. It was worth about $33,000. Then Shane took the coins to a Coinstar machine and cashed them in at face value. And he got enough store credit to buy 2 12 packs of beer. So yeah, he turned $33,000 in coins into roughly $30.
He was just Al there.
Al.
Yeah, Al. Last name Alcoholic.
That's how you know you're
phone call for Al. Alcoholic. Is there an alcoholic here?
It's still there. He was just arrested for grand theft, but unfortunately, the cops haven't been able to recover the missing coins. Oh, here, there's a link. Here's his mugshot. Let's see what we got here. Oh, man. He looks like a guy who would steal $33,000 in rare coins and cash them in at a fucking Coinstar. Like, he didn't even... It's at a Coinstar. He didn't even probably get face value for him. All right, well, if he got store credit, maybe he did.
Yeah, if he gets the store credit.
But still... What a fucking idiot. He could have taken one of those coins to a pawn shop and got his beer.
I always liked the Coinstar because they used to give you iTunes. You could use it for like iTunes credit, but they don't do that anymore. It's basically good for nothing.
I eat my coins.
Yeah, stupid. You eat them? You can't do that.
I don't eat them.
Not in your diet, Rob.
It's made if you're paying attention. Yeah, I don't know. It specifically states in my diet I'm not allowed to eat currency. Hey, what do we got next?
Well, this next one is actually a story local here, and it came from a listener, Tony, and he has sent it on over to us. And it comes from Fox 5 DC, and the title is Stafford Woman Arrested for DUI After Drinking.
It's not local to me, Robert.
Well, it's local.
I don't live
it's local
in
here. It's in the DC area.
Yeah, but our listeners don't all live in DC.
Well, they should.
You should be more specific.
Well, yeah, tell me what to do. A Stafford woman arrested for DUI after drinking boxed wine at Target. Police say.
Yeah, that's a problem. It's an epidemic.
A woman was arrested in Stafford County for DUI after she drank a small box of wine at Target, according to officials. Stafford County Sheriff's Office said 30-year-old Diana Thorne was pulled over after she flicked a cigarette out of her vehicle's window on Route 17 at 5 p.m. on Friday. The officer smelled a strong odor of alcohol on her and stated that her speech was slurred as her eyes were bloodshot. An empty box of wine, the entire box, was inside the vehicle as well as a full unopened box, according to officials. Probably. Especially after she drank all that wine, she'd pretty much do what you wanted. The sheriff's office said Thorne admitted to drinking the wine at the Target located on South Gateway Drive. Thorne failed a field sobriety test and later became combative after she was taken to the hospital, according to the authority.
That's how you know she's insane.
Yeah.
They took her to a fucking hospital instead of...
Yeah, she was combative. Yeah. Thorne has been charged with driving under the influence of boxed wine, assault and battery on a law enforcement officer, obstruction of justice. She should be impeached. Use of abusive language, you sons of bitches, and throwing an inflammatory object from a vehicle, which was her cigarette butt.
On fire.
Right, right. It was inflammatory, Rob. It probably said a few things as it went flying out the window, too. Very inflammatory items. Yeah, the side ponytail. I don't know if that's really a ponytail. I think that's a really bad case of bedhead.
Probably treat it with antibiotics usually.
Yeah. You lie. She's not that hot, Rob.
Inflammation. I'm just kidding.
She looks like her parents were related in a little bit.
I mean, from a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being hideous, 10 being
maybe a 2.
You know, 10
she's
being,
showered, you know, so she automatically perfect. Starts at 2.
She's more like a triangle.
she's more like orange.
She's more like orange. She's
scale of 1 to 10. Like, she's blue. She doesn't look that happy in there either. She looks like, you know, I think I really made a bad choice.
Yeah, I think that's just her, how she normally looks.
Her regular look.
That's her RBF, resting bitch face.
Yeah. Well, our last one's yours.
Oh, I can't wait.
World News Daily. It's
from our friends. As luck should have it.
And didn't we talk about Connecticut last week?
World News Daily Report. I don't know if we... That was a long time ago.
About Connecticut, and you said, why would I go there? I'm pretty sure that's where that was.
Oh, probably.
So you get to go there again this week.
But this story, again, brings us to Waterbury.
Yeah, Waterbury.
Where a man faked being deaf and dumb for 62 years to avoid listening to his wife.
We're all a little bit Barry Dawson.
A man from Waterbury, Connecticut, faces divorce after his wife found out that he was not actually deaf and had been faking it for more than 62 years to avoid having to listen to her. According to the divorce papers, 84-year-old Barry Dawson never spoke a single word in front of his 80-year-old wife, Dorothy, during the decades they lived together. Ms. Dawson learned the sign language to be able to communicate with her husband, but says he was still not really communicative. It took me 2 years to learn to communicate with my hands. As soon as I got good at it, he began having problems with his sight. Now that I think of it, he probably faked that too. The couple had raised 6 children and has had 13 grandchildren, all of whom were also convinced that Mr. Dawson was deaf. When he was home, that jerk always faked being deaf.
You are fake news.
It wasn't until I saw a YouTube video of him singing during a karaoke night in a bar while he was supposed to be at a meeting for a charity that I understood everything. Mr. Dawson's lawyer, Robert Sanchez.
Oh.
Yeah. Claims Bob. The elderly man's stratagem was not meant to offend or cheat his spouse, and that in May, in fact, explained why their marriage worked for over 62 years. My client is pretty quiet and not very talkative, but his wife is annoyingly chatty. If he hadn't faked being deaf, they would have been divorced 60 years ago. In a way, he did it for her and for his family. Both parties should appear in court for the first time tomorrow. Dorothy Dawson is demanding financial compensation for her emotional stress and burden, as well as half of their belongings and alimony.
Oh, boy. Good old Barry Dawson. He pulled a fast one.
Barry Dawson. He Barry Dawsoned. That should be a thing now. Like, if somebody fakes being deaf in order to avoid communicating with someone or having a conversation, he just Barry Dawsoned him.
Hashtag Barry Dawson.
Oh, man. So many good things in the World News Daily Report. Speaking of elderly old people, not elderly young people, but elderly old people.
Right.
There's a story about them, elderly couple. They accidentally burned the house down during a sex game involving a World War II flame thrower.
I saw an article where a guy built his own like handmade grenade launcher and tried to take it on a plane.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't think that was from Stafford, but maybe.
Red-haired teen sues his parents for $2 million for being born ginger. I'd sue my parents, too, if I had that. If probably. That were my problem.
Probably.
I have the opposite problem. I just don't have hair.
It's easier that way.
Former Nazi collaborator. Not corroborator. That's a Trump thing. Collaborator arrested after boasting he had a threesome with Hitler and Eva Braun.
Oh.
Oh, man. Look at that.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. Perfect.
Let's see.
Oh, there's some 42 double Zs. Woman grows thanks to sperm drinking diet. What if she knows a guy that injected sperm into his arm?
That's right. Because of his, what did he have? Whacker's wrist? Is that what he had? He had to inject it into his arm. Oh, man. Good stuff.
Yeah. Great.
Well, shit. We got episode 94 out of the way.
Here it is.
Able to do it without any issues. We overcame a potential technical issue, and we made it. Getting closer to 100. I got that beer calling me.
Persevered. Like true fucking heroes.
Now, are you going to be able to drink that beer on the 100? Because I know you've been, hopefully you'll feel better, but I think that big old bottle is going to taste good.
See. Yeah, I know. Well, I feel like I can't. Like this King of the North, I can drink a half a glass and be like, mainly because I just didn't have another bottle of beer to drink tonight.
Well, I did.
Otherwise,
I brought some Bells.
Yeah, these other beers though, these big, 22-ounce. I'm gonna have to figure out something to do with these. I'm gonna have to drink them. Like I can't waste these ones.
Yeah, it's $30. You can't pour it out.
Yeah, I'm just gonna have to bite the bullet for those ones. I think.
Yeah.
Like a fucking man. I got to man up and do it.
You do it on a Friday where you have all Saturday to ride your exercise bike and work it off.
There we go. I'll just purge. Let's see here. Beer.
I'll drink it and then I'll throw it all up.
Beer, weed killer. Are we still recording? I
don't know. Yeah, well we never said goodbye yet. Oh, I'll see you next week. Is that episode 94? Yeah. Is that how we close?
That's it. Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, Robert, see you next week. All right. God willing.
Yeah, well, good luck to you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Great. Bye.
See ya.
See you later.
Okay, thanks.
Bye. Have a good one.
All right, bye.
Enjoy your Friday. This preceding show is brought to you with joy by the two Bobs. No words of their own. Not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com, stop being a little bitch, and just own up and just do it.